Hi, this is Barbara Fairchild, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I had fallen in love with you.
I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust mind, then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving. I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you.
I wish I had a string you could pull to make me say, hi, I'm Teddy, ain't it a lovely day? Made of my life.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I
telephone now is Barbara Fairchild. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Fixing to go to Nashville.
Are you? What are you doing there? The Opry?
Yeah. Well, I've got some interviews and a couple of TV things to do since the album's out. And so we're going to do some interviews and some different things there while we're there. Okay. So.
Well, the reason we're talking to you today is about the new album, All My Cloudy Days Are Gone, produced by Don Williams. But it's 51 years since you had your big teddy bear song hit. I mean, you just keep going and going.
Well, I'm not going to live forever, at least not here. In heaven I will, but anyway. But it's been pretty amazing, and we just celebrated the 50th anniversary last year for the teddy bear song, and people still love it. I get requests for it. They still buy it and download it and all those kind of things that we have available to us now. So it's a great little song.
It's a great song. You've had, oh my goodness, I think you've had what, about 37 top 10 hits over the years, and you currently got a number one in the Christian country charts, haven't you?
Yes, it's called Once Upon a Cross, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful song. And of course, I love the Lord, and he's centered to our lives, he just keeps on blessing. And the new album, I feel like his hand is in that.
Now, let's go back to the album. Now, produced by Don Williams. Now, how long ago was this recorded? Has it never been out before?
Well, no, not the album. Uh, eight, I think it was in 86. I know it's 30. It was 37 years, and then of course this year we turned to another, so it's now 38 years. And it's just amazing how all of this has unfolded. And I had Don had done this album on me, and it was for a label he was recording on at that time. They released two singles off of it, and I don't know the circumstance or anything, but at some point him and the label had a dispute and Don left the label.
Okay.
And from that point on, they never released anything else. So this has never been a full album until now.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So what were the two singles that they released before?
Well, it's actually the title of this one, called All My Cloudy Days Are Gone, was a single. And the other one is one on there called Just Out Riding Around.
Okay.
And they, you know, they did well and everything. So, but I never knew what the issue was. I never asked. Don was a very private person. He was a wonderful friend and everything. But that's just the way it happened. And the amazing thing is that I actually had a copy of the master and didn't realize it for many years.
Oh my goodness!
I was blonde back then, so now wisdom has set in. So my hair's now, God has turned my hair gray. You know. So, hi, this is Barbara Fairchild, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
All my cloudy days are gone. The sunlight, you turned it on. The way you've been loving me, I can do no wrong. All my cloudy days are gone. You're the wind that blew my blues away. For the cold that kept me from the rain. The way you've been loving me, I can feel no pain. All my cloudy days are gone.
If you want me to tell you the story of how this came about, I can do that.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, so I went through a divorce and remarried, and my husband and I were living in Branson, Missouri, which is where we live now, and everybody has storage. And so Roy, my husband, was going through some boxes and stuff that had the storage, and some of it was a bunch of music stuff, and he found the disc of the album. And this was, a few years back. And we didn't have all the laptop computers and those kind of things, you know, at that point. But as that come along, he loaded it in my laptop. And every now and then I would listen to it and think, oh, I'm just so sad that this never got released, you know. And Don and Alan Reynolds, who's another wonderful producer, they did the harmonies on the back of the background things with, and I sang some of that too. And it just when I say it, just has Don the magic all over it. That is the truth. And so we were at a friend's that's a producer and has a label. In fact, it's Johnny Bennett's label that we're releasing this on. And we were talking about this, and he has a studio there in his home. And so he played it from my laptop off, you know, on his system. And he said, boy, that sounds great. And he said, what are you going to do with it? I said, I don't know if I can do anything with it. And I had tried to, the record company that had done it was sold to Universal. They bought a lot of the record companies, you know, during the past. And I couldn't find anyone who knew anything about it anywhere. And Universal did have a huge warehouse fire some years back, and I was told that some, you know, masters were burned in some of their classic movies, so that may be what happened. So as far as I know, until we released it, we had the only copy of it.
Great. So you're able to release it, you know, even though Universal technically owned it with no problem?
Yeah, well, and see, that we searched out. There was no claim to it, anything about it. And, of course, Don has passed away, and his wife, he passed before he did. And I actually called Alan Reynolds and was asking him, trying to get information about it. And he said, Barbara, he said, I moved out of Nashville 12 years ago, and I don't know anything. So, you know, we made sure that we could have the rights to it before we did that.
Of course you did. And
you know, we want to pay all the writers and you know, their royalties and all that, so we have all that sorted out. And it belongs to us.
What a great story. What a great story.
There you go.
Yeah. I hear you're coming our way to Ireland soon.
I know. I'm so excited. You know that we love Daniel O'Donnell over here.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, when Daniel first came over here and started doing shows in Branson, because he comes once a year, we were operating our own theater there, and ours is the first theater he was in. And then he kept moving to bigger theaters because his crowd kept getting larger and larger and larger. And now when he comes, he performs in the largest theater in Branson. And people love him here. And we're going to go over and do Opry Le Daniel. And we're coming in June. It's the 17th through the 19th we'll be filming, and we just can't wait.
Well, I can't wait.
It won't be my Yeah, it won't be my first time to sing in Ireland because I actually done a couple tours with Don over in England, and we actually performed two or three concerts way back in Ireland. And so it won't be my first time to touch the ground there, but we're so excited about coming, my husband Roy and I.
That's great. That's great because the show in Ireland actually is broadcast all over the UK as well. So, in fact, I was watching that show the other night. So I look forward to seeing you on it, when it's put on the television.
Oh boy, I'm excited too. We just love Daniel. We try to go see him and visit with him every time when he comes over because he comes over here once a year. And plus we just love Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that. It's just a beautiful, beautiful country and wonderful people. So we're excited.
Great. Well, there's a lot happening for you. When you thought you'd be relaxing, you're out doing gigs all the time. And I think the last time I saw you was actually in Branson, in one of the theaters.
Oh. Yeah,
it was great.
We did that several years. We did that several years, and then I pray about everything. And you know, when you kind of hear from the Lord, it felt like He said, "Lay this aside for now." And that's been a few years. And of course, we've continued to. We do a lot of ministry, but we also do shows, but I haven't, you know, toured a whole lot, you know. It's not a constant steady thing, but I do enough dates that I have a lot of fun. I'm so excited about our trip over there.
That's great. Well, we look forward to seeing it on television when it happens. The album's called All My Cloudy Days Are Gone, and produced by Don Williams. You've got a number one on the Christian country charts, and you've got a whole catalogue of great country hits which people keep playing on the radio all the time, so you're never forgotten.
Oh, thank you so much, and I just want to say thanks to everybody over there and tell you I'm looking forward to meeting as many Irish people as I can.
That's great. Barbara, thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck with the album and good luck with the TV show and just everything you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Barbara Fairchild, and you're listening to Lee Williams.